we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So we're going to get down into the weeds here in a minute on things that are happening in government, by the way, in government, that caused me to have the come and take it moniker given to number one of the Triple Dipper. Before I do that, I got to tell you, listen, the Right Side Radio website is getting a lot of traction. The we were talking earlier, Boomer, the Ted Nugent interview is now the top downloaded podcast. Is that right?
Top downloaded podcast.
That's cool. So we're like over 67,000 now on downloads, right?
Yes, sir.
So here's the thing, folks. If you ever miss a part of the show, if there's ever a time when the show doesn't hit the mark for your schedule or whatever else, you can always pick it up afterwards. The podcast is like a huge opportunity here. We break the show down into segments. Boomer sits here after the show. He cuts it all up like basically into manageable pieces, puts it out there. Birdman grabs it, uploads it to every version of podcasting known to man. And they're all out there. And tons of people are downloading this podcast now. So you can check that out. Or if you hear an interview or somebody tells you about a piece that you missed or you want to hear it twice or you want to send it to somebody, you can grab those links and use them, reuse them, listen to them while you're driving, whatever the case may be. RightsideRadio.org, that's the website. So RightsideRadio.org. If you listen to our podcast, here's my request. A lot of times they have a way to rate the podcast, and that would be huge because what that does is it helps it trend even more. So if you've given it a good rating, which I hope you would, if you give it a good rating, then other people are going to get a chance to sort of see that, kind of like trending like on any other social media form, where the more it gets rated or has likes or stars, so to speak, people pick it up. Other things on there, I'll just tell you right now, there's the show is live streaming. So we are, I can't dress for radio anymore. Which Charlene gets on to me when I joke and say, I have to wear pants. Yes, you have to wear pants. I wore pants before. It's not a problem. But anyway, the bottom line is the show is live streaming right now. You can see inside the Right Side studio, me and Boomer here at our stations doing our thing. And when we have interviewers, they're on there too. But that's all on the website as well. Go to the website. Click on the tab that says live and podcasts. And there's the video thing. Click it. We're on. It's a little surreal. I'm sitting here watching myself right now. I kind of turned to my left and like, okay, which is not quite in sync, Boomer. It's kind of weird. I move my hands while I'm talking, look over and see my hands move after I've already talked. It's like, wow, what just happened?
Just a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, just a tad. Like, just make sure Phil's had his coffee because that can kind of freak you out. Anyway, all that's there, folks. RightsideRadio.org. Okay, let me ask you a question. Number one, Triple Dipper, come and take it. Come and take it. We got that, do we still have that, hey, Boomer, do we still have that audio clip of Ted Nugent's Come and Take It? Do you have that? You do have it? Like, how quickly at hand do you have it? Like, you can play it right now? I love it when, he loves it when I put him on a spot like this. Hit it, if you got it. Do you have it?
Come and take it.
Yeah.
Come and take
That's
it.
That's right. We've got theme song for this piece of the Triple Dipper. How long does it go like that? Yeah, it does. I've listened to it more than once, but I can't remember. All right. So yeah, come and take it is the theme for this part of the Triple Dipper. What does it mean? Where did this phrase come from? Well, if you're not familiar with the story from which the phrase arises, it's the story of the Spartans standing in a place called the Hot Gates of Thermopylae. It was a narrow pass in the mountains. The mighty Persian army was coming across, I think it's called the Hellespont, coming across the Hellespont, a narrow bit of water that was the closest way to come over to what is now known as modern Greece. Greece at the time was a bunch of city-states. They weren't a nation. They were a bunch of semi-unified city-states. Each one had their own governance, their own mores, their own societal, cultural issues. And the Spartans were one of those. The Athenians were one of those. Anyway, the mighty Persian army is coming over to conquer all of known Greece. And they came to this place that was in a narrow, narrow mountain pass that was called the Hot Gates at Thermopylae. And Spartan King Leonidas literally was not allowed to rally the army without the approval of his Senate. They wouldn't give the approval, but he did have authority to take at least 300. So he rallied up his best 300, and he took them, and they stood in the Hot Gates. And because of the narrow pass, the Persian army, didn't matter how big they were, they couldn't get through because the pass was so narrow, those 300 blocked it. And they blocked it for days. And they just took a toll like you wouldn't believe. And it's a true story, by the way. There are certain parts of it now that are, you know, becoming part of historical lore, and you begin to wonder how much has been embellished. But there are a couple of quotes that are real. One was Deinikes, one of Spartan leaders, who, when he was told that the arrows of the Persian army were so great that they would block out the sun, he apparently said, "Well, that's good, then we'll fight in the shade today." That's cool. But the other one was when the Persian emissary told Leonidas to throw down their weapons, and his response was, "You come and take them." From that, we get the phrase molon labe, which is the Greek for come and take it. Number one of the triple dipper, come and take it. What happens when your government steps in and becomes somewhat oppressive and begins to look at you as the problem and themselves as a solution? Come and take it, number one of the triple dipper. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll talk all about it. Y'all stay tuned.